Good morning, everyone. I am here with Gary Goldman of the Five Star Food Show, hosted by Radio Entrepreneurs. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, John. It's so great to be here. We've had some fabulous guests here today, and we've got somebody who's going to do a fantastic job, Denise Herrera. She's with Barton's Grill. She's going to tell us all about her business. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, Denise, why don't you give us a little bit of a segue into how you started the Bar and Grill and what sort of food you serve, et cetera?
Absolutely. So a little over 12 years ago, I was approached by Kevin Herron, our CEO, to be the executive chef of Barton's Grill. I was 28 years old. I had a clean canvas to create whatever I wanted. We are a from-scratch kitchen, really focusing on customization of the dining experience. And that was right in my wheelhouse. I said, no problem at all. And, 12 years have gone by. We have 14 locations. We have two different concepts. So Barton's Grill and Bar is our first concept that we developed, and we have 12 locations in five different states. And then we have Red Heat Tavern, which is our second concept, and that is in Wilmington, Massachusetts, and Bedford, Massachusetts.
So I noticed on your website that you have locations down south, like in Virginia, for example. Do you have different menus for down there, same type of menu? How do you, like, identify with what each crowd is going to like?
Absolutely. So we have a consistent core menu in all of our locations.
Okay.
And then something unique that we've been doing as we open our newer locations with our fully exposed kitchens is something called the Chef's Whim. So we create anything from 6 to 10 different whimsical Chef's Whim items that come to the top of their head. What's seasonal? What's local? What can they play with? And those are more small plates, tapas style, tastings for people to try and really see what the chef can create.
So what's hot now?
What's hot now?
Yeah.
Well, what's hot now is really themes. So we just got off the Mardi Gras theme. So we had the Creole shrimp and we had the andouille sausage and some chorizo out there. And some people are really working with a lot of seafood specials now that we're coming into the Lent season. So, fish and papillote is a lot of fun. And a lot of variety of flavors. The harissa is really popular out there. So bold flavors is what people are looking for.
How is your restaurant so different from anybody else's? What type of crowd are you trying to capture?
We actually try to capture a wide variety of people because of our extensive menu. And like I said, we customize your dining experience. So we were just voted number one restaurant on Allergy Eats. So we do a lot with allergy-friendly dining down to the plate that it's served on, that we serve it on a square plate so people know that if it's not on a square plate and you have an allergy, you won't eat it. We have a paleo menu for people that are really focusing on their health and fitness. We also have vegetarian options. And like I said, we have our core menu where if you don't like an ingredient, we can really modify and take those out. When the order comes in, we make it. So customization has made us very popular with our loyal fans.
Denise, you're competing with a lot of large restaurant chains. When you go to new locations and geographies, how do you get the local preferences down quick? I mean, do you have shoppers? Do you just go around?
Well, in all honesty, we did that in the beginning where we tried to cater more to what the local flavors were. And when we went down to Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, they didn't want shrimp and grits. They can get that all over. They wanted New England clam chowder.
Really?
They wanted lobster rolls. So we said, let's stick to what we know and continue to bring great food, consistently execute it to these neighborhoods. And that's really what they're looking for, is just a great place that they can go out to eat and know what they're getting. So you can eat in one of our locations in New England and you can eat one of our locations down south, and they're consistent.
So the New England clam chowder, whether it's in north or South Carolina or Virginia, whatever the case may be, or up here, is going to taste exactly the same?
It's going to taste exactly the same from the standardized recipes. Mm-hmm. And when we opened in Virginia, she crab soup is very big there.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed a recipe for she crab, and it won a lot of awards down there, and we now brought it up to New England as our crab bisque, and people just love it.
Hmm. So what exactly is your role? You're vice president. Do you plan things out? Are you involved with growth strategy? What exactly are you doing?
Yeah, so my role is all of that, and my focus is really in the back of the house, so I do a lot with purchasing, food quality, executive chef development. I also work with our marketing team on building loyal guests and how to increase loyal guests through a variety of promotions or LTOs, and then really making sure that the standards are consistent in all of our locations with my regionals that I have in both of the markets.
Obtaining good help and developing good help, such a challenge in the restaurant industry today.
Even more so now.
Yeah, how are you doing that?
you know, it's, we want people that want to work for Burton's Grill. So if you've come for an interview and you've never dined in our restaurant, chances are we're probably going to say, go check us out, because it needs to be a fit. We have to make sure that you want to work for us, and we want you to work for us as well. But then just being passionate about what you do and trying to find passion in people is becoming a little bit more difficult, because with all the technology that we have, it's almost like the creative thinking has gone out the window. So really, what makes you tick? I want you to bring something to me. And really finding those people is it's not challenging. It just takes a little longer.
And it sounds like they'd really have to have sort of like they want to add value to the dining experience. So that's even a step further removed from someone just dropping a plate in front of you.
Absolutely. You? Absolutely. You know, we say a couple things. People support what they help create. So Kevin and I, we don't want to be these leaders that just kind of rain down all these programs. We want programs to come up. We want you to create them so that you support them. Obviously following which our 7 defining principles are, which are based on respect. And then we also have the other aspect is making sure that they delighted employees equal delighted guests. So we want every employee to be welcomed and to say hello and goodbye, and we really find that important in our business. Is if a server isn't happy at their restaurant, they're not going to take care of that guest, and that guest is not going to come back. So we see this as a full circle: is delighted employees equal delighted guests. So really focusing on that employee experience is going to increase our retention rates.
Do you find a much more educated consumer than before, given the TV shows that are on about food and what's going on in the world today?
Absolutely. And I welcome that. I think that's great, because I know that the quality that I put on my plate speaks to people that understand quality. So our price point is a little bit on the higher end for some people. But you know what? What they're getting is freshly made, high quality food.
I would imagine it's a challenge to, as you grow, you get the infrastructure increased cost and you're trying to buy at a competitive rate. I would imagine it's difficult, you know, you're sort of in between right now.
You are. And, you know, my vendors, I say I want the best for the least amount of money. But but I've also had my produce vendor I've had for 12 years. I don't jump. We build relationships and we work through problems together. And I believe that really leads to a better product.
It's a competitive advantage for you, I bet, that you're not shopping around.
All politics aside, with what's going on with immigration et cetera, the proposal, how is that playing out in your particular restaurant establishment?
You know, as of right now, it's not really playing out because as we are a larger company, you know, we follow the line on that aspect. But from somebody that worked in Southern California for many, many years, it does tug at my heart a little bit as well. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, where do you think you're going to be in a year or two? What's the...
Well, we have 3 restaurants opening up this year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be in Boca Raton, Florida. So that's going to come in July. And then we will be coming back up to Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. So we're really excited to come out to this Metro West area. And that'll be in late August, early September. And then we're going to be opening in Riverdale Park, Maryland, which is right outside of University of Maryland. And that will be hopefully early November, but if not, then we'll trickle into early 2018.
I'm Gary Goldman, host of the 5-Star Food Show. I'm joined with John Dustin today, who's co-hosting.
Pleasure to be here, Gary.
We have Denise Herrera from Burton's Grill. If somebody wants to reach you, Denise, how would they go about doing that?
So on our website at burtonsgrill.com, under Contact Us, is my contact information, dbaron@burtonsgrill.com.
Okay, that's terrific. Thank you for being a guest. It was wonderful.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate